So I'm gonna be reading Gone Girl, specifically like the Cool Girl monologue. And I'm just gonna read it until I come, and my glasses broke, so bear with me because I kind of can't see. But yeah, all right, let's begin. Okay. I think most people do this. They just don't admit it, or else they settle on one persona because they're too lazy or stupid to pull off a switch. That night at the Brooklyn party, I was playing the girl who was in style, the girl a man like Nick wants, the cool girl. Men always say that as a defining compliment, don't they? She's a cool girl. Being the cool girl means I am a hot, brilliant, funny woman who adores football, poker, dirty jokes, and burping, who plays video games, drinks cheap beer, loves threesomes and anal sex, and jams hot dogs and hamburgers into her mouth like she's hosting the world's biggest culinary gangbang while somehow maintaining a size 2. Because cool girls are above all hot and understanding. Cool girls never get angry. They only smile in a chagrin-loving manner and let their men do whatever they want. Go ahead, shit on me. I don't mind, I'm the cool girl. Men actually think this girl exists. Maybe they're so full because so many women are willing to pretend to be this girl. For a long time, cool girl offended me. I used to see men, friends, co-workers, strangers, giddy over these awful pretender women. And I'd want to sit these men down and calmly say, you are not dating a woman. You're dating a woman who has watched too many movies written by socially awkward men who like to believe that this kind of woman exists. And I kiss them and I want to cry. Oh, fuck. Grab the poor guy by his labels or messenger bag and say, the bitch doesn't love chili dogs that much. No one loves chili dogs that much. And the cool girls are even more pathetic. They're not even pretending to be the woman a man wants them to be. They're pretending to be the they're not pretending to be the woman they want to be. They're pretending to be the woman a man wants them to be. Oh, and if you're not a cool girl, I beg you not to believe that your man doesn't want the cool girl. It might be a slightly different version. Loves Scientology and his great dogs, or maybe he's a hipster artist, so cool girl is a tattooed spectacle nerd who loves comics. There are variations to the window dressing, but believe me, he wants cool girl, who is basically the girl who likes every fucking thing he likes and doesn't ever complain. How do you know you're not the cool girl? Because things like, I like strong women. If he says that to you, he will at some point fuck someone else. Because I like strong women is code for I hate strong women. I waited patiently years for the pendulum to swing the other way, for men to start reading Jane Austen, learn how to knit, pretend to love Cosmos, organize scrapbook parties, and make out with each other while we wear. And then we'd say, yeah, he's a cool guy, but it never happened. Instead, women across the nation colluded in our degradation. Pretty soon, cool girl became the standard girl. Men believed she existed. She wasn't a dream girl, one in a million. Every girl was supposed to be this girl. And if you weren't, don't come. And if you weren't, then there was something wrong with you. But it's tempting to be the cool girl for someone like me who likes to win. It's tempting to want to be the girl every guy wants. When I met Nick, I knew immediately that was what he wanted. And for him, I guess I was willing to try. I will accept my portion of blame. The thing is, I was crazy about him. I found him perversely exotic. A good old Missouri boy. He was so damn nice to be around. He tease things out of me that I didn't know existed, a lightness, a humor, an ease. It was as if he hollowed me out and filled me with feathers. He helps me be the cool girl. Oh, fuck. I couldn't have been cool girl with anyone else. I wouldn't have wanted to. I can't say that I didn't enjoy some of it. I hate a moon pie. I walked barefoot. Oh my god, I'm so fucking wet. I can't even fucking concentrate. Oh, I stopped worrying. I watched dumb movies and ate chemically laced foods and didn't think past the first step of anything. That was the key. I drank a Coke and didn't worry about how to recycle the can or about the acid pulling in my body, in my belly. Acid is so powerful that it could strip clean a penny. We went to a dumb movie and I didn't worry about the offensive sexism or the lack of minorities in meaningful roles. I didn't worry. The movie made sense. I didn't worry about anything that came next. Nothing had a consequence. I was living in the moment and I could feel myself getting shallower and dumber, but also happy. Oh fuck, until Nick, I never really felt like, I never really felt like a fucking person because I was always a product. Amazing Amy has to be brilliant, creative, kind, thoughtful, witty, and happy. We just want you to be happy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck, 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 fuck. So fucking good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I just need a fucking cut inside of me. So fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking sensitive. Well, that was me reading Gone Girl. I hope you enjoyed.